Toronto playwright George F. Walker is one of Canada's most prolific writers. Over the last 30 years, he's led the way with plays that have a relentless drive and characters just on the edge. A perfect example of this is Beyond Mozambique. It opened last night at the Factory Theatre. Our theatre critic, Lynn Slotkin, is here to tell us all about the play and the production. Lynn, hello.
Hi, Matt.
This is not a new George F. Walker play.
No, it's not. It's a remount of a very early Walker work, that was first performed in the Factory Theater in 1974. It was last performed at Factory in 1978, and Walker directed it himself.
So as an early work, do you see the beginnings of the playwright that George F. Walker would become, or was he pretty much on his way here?
I think he was really well on his way, even as early as that. Even though his storytelling in Beyond Mozambique is all over the map, and the humor is off the wall, loopy. His later plays are more focused in their intent, although still bursting with raging energy. The humor comes more naturally from the characters. What hasn't changed is that his stories focus on the underbelly of polite society. His characters are usually marginalized and dangerous.
And so who are the marginalized characters here?
In this one, we have six self-absorbed, crazed people in some forgotten outpost. I don't know if it's Africa, whatever. We have an Italian Nazi doctor who robs graves for his experiments. We have his wife, Olga, who thinks she's a character from a Chekhov play. The couple's sex-obsessed manservant. There is a Canadian Mountie. Well, he wears a Canadian Mountie costume, who has malaria, who is really a marauding thug, a cocaine-addicted priest, and a porn actress desperate for money to make a legit movie. Mm. You know, there are hints of unrest in the background, but these people wouldn't know about it. For instance, people mysteriously disappear and reappear as corpses. We hear foreboding rumbling in the distance. And most of the characters, as I say, don't see the danger until it's too late.
It sounds like a comedy.
It does. Well, it's George F. Walker. It's a combination of all these things. It's of course it's a comedy. All that frantic tearing around of characters. Someone is killing people. There's a, you know, they're killing priests. Oh. Nobody knows why. The Mountie is beside himself trying to figure out who is doing it all and in between passing out from his bouts of recurring malaria. Walker's dialogue is so off the wall with situations so bizarre. Sometimes I had my eyes rolling. I thought, I don't believe this. You know, here's an example, for example, of an exchange between the Nazi war criminal doctor, played by Oliver Becker, and Joe Cobden as the drug-addicted priest.
Do you ever gamble?
Never.
No? Well, Father Leduc, I'm afraid this is the end of our relationship. I'm a busy man. I have to rely on first impressions. Obviously, you have nothing to offer me.
I'm sorry. Perhaps your wife and I will find more in common.
Go easily with her. My wife is classically deluded. Are you familiar with The Three Sisters by Chekhov?
Of course.
My wife believes that she's a character from that play, her namesake, the eldest sister.
How does she reconcile this belief with reality?
Which reality?
I understand.
Do you?
No.
No. To understand it, you have to be part of it. I write letters. I send them to a friend in London. He posts them for me. She thinks they're from her sister. That's a secret. Do you like secrets?
No, but sometimes they're necessary.
Wisdom. Glib wisdom, but it's better than nothing. Maybe you'll be able to save us all in spite of the odds.
I'm too young.
And I'm drunk. Tell my wife not to wait up. I have to disappear for a while.
May I ask where to?
No. Yes. I am having an illicit affair with a leopard, three trees due east of the quagmire. Beware the cobra. Ask for Zelda.
Get the idea?
I see.
See, so
I have no idea what's going on.
That's, you know, well, you had to be there, as they say. That's a good example of the loopy exchange between characters in Beyond Mozambique. And another example, we've got Olga, who plans a formal breakfast. And this means to her that she and her husband dress up in formal gear. In other words, he's in white tie and tails. And when we come, you know, all of a sudden you're just sort of lolling along with all of this comedy. We come to an ending that is so explosive that it's in sharp relief. The humor ticks along, you're bopping it along, you're thinking this is hysterical. And then you always have this sense of being wary that something's going to happen. You know, again, are we in Africa? Are we someplace else that's simmering with unrest? Part of the mystery of the play.
Tell us how the production does.
I think Ken Gass, director, is the best interpreter of Walker's plays anywhere. I've seen Walker direct his own work, and I get the feeling with his direction, he thinks directing is saying faster, louder. That's not it, okay? Ken Gass takes Walker's place to another level. He's got a fine eye for the quirky reaction, body language, and oddball humor of the piece, and then he can catch you up short with some bit of business that creates the danger that is just stunning. It's like being smacked in the face with a wet fish all of a sudden. There is a cohesiveness to the pace and the reactions. The cast is very fine. And you know, they obviously were guided by Ken Gass here because it's always of a piece. To name just two of this lovely cast, as the doctor, Oliver Becker is world-weary and dangerously driven. And as the sex-starved manservant, Dmitri Chepovetsky has a dangerous charm. He's also bold, audacious, and if you see him coming along the street, you run the other way.
We have just a couple of seconds left. Who would you recommend this to?
Those people who are interested in the beginnings of one of our leading playwrights, George F. Walker. He exemplified the wild and woolly 70s, and it comes from a theater company that has supported him for years and has produced edgy Canadian plays.
Lynn, thank you.
Pleasure.
Lynn Slotkin produces a theater newsletter. It's called The Slotkin Letter. Beyond Mozambique is at the Factory Theater through the 4th of May.